right, let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. Just so you know, he apologized over and over to me. He said, I never preached that long. I said, don't worry about it. If you preached that long, God must have had something for us to hear. And I don't know, I told him I enjoyed it, and I knew many people that told me they enjoyed it. Amen? So if you weren't here Sunday night, you need to get this. You need to listen. You need to go online and listen. And it's a long message, but I'll tell you what, it'll educate you. Okay? And it'll cheer you. So I love what God is doing. And I'm telling you, folks, we're hearing more and more. When I was at conference and different things, there are more and more whole churches coming into this. Whole churches. And churches that are looking for pastors are calling UPC pastors. Will you pastor us? Brother R. Derry out here had a church call him. I think it was a Methodist church, I believe. They voted him in as pastor. He has a paid-for building and money in the bank. And a congregation. So it's happening. Okay? It's going to happen here too. All right. 1 John chapter 5, we're going to read 1 through 15. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him. Also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God, isn't that neat? It says his commandments are not grievous. So if somebody has problems with God's commandments, they're thinking something with their heart, don't you? Amen. That was free. Verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. Excuse me. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are the three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believeth on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we asked, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. I want to speak to you tonight, living as an overcomer. Living as an overcomer. Isn't it amazing what types of things that people survive? You've heard stories of people surviving things, a young man that got his arm caught in a rock, and you know, and all these different kind of things. You hear people surviving cancer, and people surviving abuse of all kinds, and natural disasters, and financial setbacks. It is wonderful to survive anything. But we all want to do more than just survive. Amen? See, God wants us to do more than just survive. God wants us to thrive. Is there any parent here that doesn't want your kids to do better than you? Right? Your Heavenly Father wants you to do great things. In fact, he says in his word, greater things than these shall ye do. All the things that you read about in the Bible, we know that there was much, much more. And God said, greater things than these shall ye do. He wants his people, he wants his church to do great things. He wants you to do more than just survive. He wants you to do well. When you read in 1 John, in verse 4, it says, it does not say, for whatsoever is born of God survives the world, and this is the victory that survives the world, even our faith. No, it says, we overcome the world. Amen? To overcome means to prevail, to pass over or to gain the victory. We don't want to settle for surviving. Okay, we live in that day and age, folks, where mediocre is okay. Well, not in God's eyes. We want to gain victory. The spirit of an overcomer has victory in their sights. You must see victory if you want to gain victory. Amen? That's living by faith. The scripture is clear when you read in 1 John chapter 2, 14 through 17. For I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. If you want to overcome, the stuff of the world in your life cannot stay. Come on. So a lot of times, and you've heard me say this many times, that a lot of things that we have problems come in our life, many, I'm not saying all, but are brought on by our actions, things that we do. So if you want to overcome, if you want to be an overcomer, and you don't want to just squeak into heaven, then the stuff of the world cannot stay in your life. You've got to kick that stuff out of your life. You have to kick out lying and cursing and booze and drugs and immorality and immodest ways of dressing, ungodly music, ungodly movies, and you can go on and on and on. It all must get an eviction notice. And the sooner the better. Amen? John 16:28-33 says, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, now is come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, the scripture here is clear. That we as God's children, we will face opposition in the present world. Come on. You got the t-shirt? Huh? It's plain, it's simple. We're going to face opposition in this world. There's a lady by the name of Helen Keller. Most people know it. She's famous for the difficulties that she overcame being born blind. She made made this observation that the marvelous richness of human experience would lose something of rewarding joy if there were not limitations to overcome. The hilltop hour would not be half so wonderful if there were no dark valleys to traverse. It is the difficulties in life that give us the opportunity to know what it is like to have victory. You'll never really enjoy and appreciate the victories unless you go through the valleys, through the hard times. Amen? And to be an overcomer, a birth is required. The Bible says in 1 John 5:4, says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. See, there is no way to be an overcomer without being born again. Just ain't going to happen. Amen? Jesus told Nicodemus that a person must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Being an overcomer, folks, demands that we be born again. There's not one lost person alive today who can honestly say that they are living a joyful, fulfilled, victorious life. Can't do it. That person does not have the ingredients necessary for a victorious life. And there's a void in their lives that can only be filled successfully in Jesus Christ. Now, they could sit there and tell you, some people, you know, they want to be smart about it, and, you know, and they're a little cocky because they left and they're afraid people are going to say things about it, but I'm fine. I don't need that. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you that they're lonely and they're miserable and you know, whatever else they're into. They're not going to tell you that. So we know better. The Bible says you can only be an overcomer and have life more abundantly when you're living for Jesus Christ. Amen? So there's a void in their lives that can only be filled by Jesus Christ. And to be an overcomer requires a belief. Requires a belief. He said that the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. You do not become an overcomer by trying to do things on your own. You can become an overcomer by trusting. You become an overcomer by trusting with your whole heart in Jesus Christ. And it is by belief or faith that we are born again. Repented, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you want to be victorious, it's time to stop trying to work everything out on your own. And in doing that, when you stop trying to do it all on your own and you start trusting in the one who created your soul, who created you, I ask you, what are you trusting in? If you're trusting in self, self's going to die. If your trust is in pleasure, your pleasure is going to go away. If it's in money, your money's going to be spent. If your trust is in your job, they don't always need you. If your trust is in the world, they're going to chew you up and they're going to spit you out. You see, you have to stop trusting in yourself and trusting in your Creator. John 5, verse 6 says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water alone only, but by water and blood." This verse declares that it is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are made overcomers. It is the blood, folks, that gives us the victory over sin and death. Our salvation starts with Calvary, the blood, the trusting Jesus. And that is what this world needs. And we need to believe the world needs what we have. Amen? You're not going to be a great witness until you believe that your world, the people around you, need what you have. Amen? Our salvation starts with Calvary. It starts with the blood. It's Jesus Christ. And you, my friend, you, my neighbor, you, my coworker, you need this. Baptism and the Holy Ghost are sure to follow when people get a real taste of what Jesus did on the cross. We must live like overcomers. Folks, let people around you see you live victorious lives. Don't let them see you be complainers and pouters and people with their heads hanging. Let them see you walk in and say, there's something different about that person. Amen? Let them see smiles on your face. Even when they watch you at work and you're having a bad day, let them see you smile anyways. Revelations 12, 10 through 11 says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him How do they overcome him? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. In other words, it's not about me, it's about him. Amen. I'm able to overcome because of his blood applied to my life. Amen. And this is my testimony. 1 John 4:4-10. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to the propitiation for our sins. If you have been born again, you have already been made an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Amen? We have already been given victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. You got it. Amen? You just got to live it. Amen? And if you haven't been born again, you can be saved anytime. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. We ask you, God, it's to bless us here tonight. Help us, God, to be overcomers. God, I want your will to go forth through each life that is here tonight. Help the Church of Pentecost to be an overcoming church. God, give us the victory in our life and help us, Lord, to claim it and live it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.